There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Outside the box and into my belly. I was at,
get in my belly.
I was at Art Thomas last night.
And bird. The bird's the word.
The bird was on my head. Ty, did you see the pictures from Art Thomas?
Yeah, I just saw the one that you sent me of you and Reggie, but did you post others?
Well, Super Don was posting all evening up at Facebook, and some went out on Twitter, and we just had
He got the bird on his head this time.
Well, I had it last time, too, didn't I?
No, it was two years ago. It was 2013.
Yes.
The bird.
What happened?
He put the bird on Robert's head.
Yeah.
You lost me.
No. Richard Thomas put a bird on my head yesterday again. It was like same as 2 years ago. And that was the big highlight for Super Don.
A literal bird? A real bird?
A real bird, yeah. Just like I don't know if it was a pigeon or I think it was a dove. It was a dove.
It didn't doo-doo on your head, did it?
No, he was hoping for that. But no.
Because I think I shared with you the story when I was in London. I did get a bird that put it on my head.
Oh, yes, I do. I remember.
That's
I saw that.
7 years of good luck.
Yeah. You told that on the air. I was laughing out loud. It was so funny. Anyway.
Well, so you had a good time with Reggie and the guys at Better Way Health over there at R. Thomas, huh?
Yeah, we had Steve, and we met Enoch for the first time, and he was on at 71 on no drugs. He's a living inspiration. My mom was there at 81, which was fun. I had two buddies of mine, Ty, from elementary school. That's how far back we go. And I surprised them. We did a little bit of music discussion, as Don wanted to talk about. I think it was the Atlanta Rhythm Section with the song about voodoo in the back, and he says it was doo-doo in the bag. So we had misheard lyrics. And then,
I swear it says doo-doo in the bag.
I know.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, and then also, Ty, the whole issue of the rebel flag, if you will, the Confederate flag. And
I've been watching that today on the news. It's absurd.
Yeah, and Kevin was there with Harmony Cone and the Organic Racing Team, and we talked about it from, I think, a different angle than anybody else has hit, that the removal of that flag is not about racism. It's about erasing any knowledge of the historical significance of the war between the states. The South was looking to secede from an overly aggressive, heavily tariffed North that was dominating the South, the agricultural South, from the technological, if you can call it that, but, the manufacturing North. And the whole issue of slavery came in even later. I mean, it was almost a matter of convenience when Lincoln needed more going on, and it's not like we're in fans of slavery or racism. But the point is, historical accuracy means you take everything into consideration, and the erasure of a flag is not going to eliminate racism for those who are racist.
No, it's not, and you're absolutely right. The chief issues with the war between the states was not racism. It was really governmental tyranny.
Yeah.
It was the sovereignty of the states.
So you concur, I guess, then, in the thought form I have, that they want to erase history in recognition of the South, you know, stepping up and saying, yeah, we entered this compact known as the Union of the States, of the several states, and we want to leave it because it's not working for us anymore. And, of course, those who are, you know, northern aggressionists in that context said, no, that secession thing, that was solved. And how was it solved? Not by the Constitution, but by war. you know, by killing more of you than you killed of us, and that's settled now. That's not how you, that's not settled.
No, no, I agree completely, though. That's, and it's really, it's sad because it is, this is an attempt to rewrite history.
Yeah.
And if you look back over the past couple hundred years, many different historical events have been rewritten, and they're continually being rewritten even as we speak today. And so I think that's why it's so important for us to be accurate, at least historically, on some of these events. That was the reason I wrote Monumental Myths. That was the reason that Liam wrote Official Stories. And that's the reason many other books have been written, is because history is always being changed.
Right.
And the winners are the ones that write the history books, and the losers don't get their voice heard.
Yep. And then Amazon pulled the Southern, if you will, flags, the rebel flags. But yet they still, and you see this with Natural News, Mike Adams, but they're still selling really bizarre things like slave bondage simulated rape contraptions.
This article is brutal that he put together here, but it's very relevant.
Yeah. I mean, these things depict women being tortured and physically abused. And how is that okay to sell on Amazon? And you can't sell a historical flag that some people find offensive. I mean, it's just the perspective is out of whack, and I think, again, this is about rewriting history, not to eliminate the fact that there was no racism or no slavery. I mean, that's been part of the history of the world. But the Jews have not said, let's ban the Egyptian flag because, you know, we were held as slaves under Ramses, for instance. This is about erasing history, because the history that they don't want you to know is quite empowering to individuals and the states who say, no, we don't like the tyranny of a central large bureaucracy.
Absolutely right, and that's why that's why stories like the one that you talked about last night with Super Don are so important. The Pentagon declaring journalists to be enemy combatants, right? Because they do not want people to deviate from the official lines, official stories.
I want to get into that story. Super Don, do you have breaking news before we dive into that?
I do, actually. Yeah. You know, this Confederate flag thing that's going on, it's just come across the wires that Dixie Cups are no longer allowed to be called Dixie Cups. They are now called Yankee Cups.
Gosh, man!
just letting you know. Oh, and I think I'm waiting for it here on the compass.
Yeah,
they are no longer allowed to put south on there. It's now either north or down.
Wow. Yes. Like I said, this is absolute insanity, and the discrimination against the South and the real history of the South. Why can't we learn about the broader perspective on what that war was about instead of making it, let's say, no pun intended, but a black and white issue? There's always many nuances to these wars, and they're always wars of economics. And we talked about that yesterday with Kevin from the Organic Racing Team. Now, this story, Ty, about enemy combatants being journalists. I mean, the thing is, who would not be included in this? Anybody who questions the official story would probably be considered an enemy combatant in this case.
Well, they are. They are considered enemy combatants. You know, we've covered these lists over the years, Robert, of who enemy combatant, and they've included bizarre things like the Christian identity movement, homeschoolers, you know, people that grow their own food, grow their own gardens. So is it any surprise that now journalists are included? Because the whole purpose is to suppress information and not to share the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that journalists are going to be targeted, because they don't want the truth to get out there. They want people to continue to regurgitate the official stories.
Yeah.
And so any kind of real investigative journalism like John Rappaport does is going to be looked at and frowned upon.
Well, and that'd be the mild thing if it's frowned upon, because this new Pentagon manual, again, declaring journalists can be enemy combatants. Now, some will say, well, that'll only count if they're Islamic radical reporters. But really, what about Americans who are questioning the basis for a perpetual war on terror, who are not Islamic nor sympathetic to Islamic radicalism? Would they also be considered potential enemy combatants simply because they question this perpetual war on terror, which is ridiculous at this point?
They absolutely would be. I mean, if you look at the criteria, that would absolutely fall under the criteria of someone that would be considered to be an enemy combatant. And see, this is part of the brainwashing that goes on a perpetual basis that we're not even aware of. For instance, you know, I think I've shared this with you several years ago, Robert, but before I woke up to what's really going on, before my eyes were open, I remember speaking to people in my office in Dallas. This was around 2002, 2003, right after 9/11 had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember speaking to people, telling them that in a time of war like we were in, if you didn't support the military and if you questioned the government or stood up against them, that you should be thrown into a gulag. I said that. As weird as that sounds, but that is the brainwashing that I had undergone, that we all are undergoing on a daily basis with all of this nonsense.
Ty, isn't that wild? If we went back to meet ourselves like 10, 15, 20 years ago, 25 or more years ago, would we even know ourselves? Would we recognize ourselves? Would we even hang out with ourselves, right? How much we didn't know. Exactly. And it's amazing.
Right.
But that's why we also have to have compassion. It's easy to forget where we once were. And I think you do that very well, Ty, with your compassion, with the books you've written and reaching out to those folks. And even as we've talked about, supporting folks who make decisions that we may not agree with, but for instance, in their cancer therapy, we want to say, just as Dr. Bitar did last Monday, that even if you choose to go a route of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, please surround yourself with people who support you 100%, because you need that no matter which decision you make.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a common thread that I got over the last couple of months as I traveled. No matter what treatment it is that people are doing, one of the most important things that needs to be a part of that protocol is the belief that it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think that's why the conventional treatments really fall flat, right? Because you go in with an advanced cancer that's metastasized, and what's the first thing the doctor said? You're dead in 3 months. With chemotherapy, we can give you 5.
Right.
That's not real hope, is it?
No, it's just basically we'll delay your death by a couple of months, and we'll make a horrible life in the meantime. So you're right. There is, as they talk about the false hope of natural medicine, how about the very real deadly hope that modern medicine offers?
That's true. Yeah. It reminds me of that quote from Charlotte Gerson. She was accused of giving people false hope, and she said, "No, you give people false despair."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the false despair. Hey, speaking of that, we got a minute before we take a break here, but Dr. Jeff Bradstreet was found recently, and they claim he died of a gunshot wound to the chest, if I read it correctly, a suicide. And we had Jeff on last year at Autism One, and this year at Autism One, we saw him, and I said, hey, we'll get together again after the conference because I didn't have time. And he was bright and cheery. There was no indication there was any issue. So I'm very concerned about the attack on some of these doctors who really know the cause of autism.
Yeah, that's very concerning to me. I don't know any of the details at this point, so I'm not going to speculate, but based upon the track record over the past couple of decades of people that have been suicided, I definitely would want to look into that.
Yeah, so definitely stay connected with your friends, family, and loved one, especially if you're doing something controversial nowadays. Make sure they know that you are happy and you are not intending at all, any way, shape, or form to end your life, because there's some strange things that are going on out there for the people who have stood up and are doing the right thing in very many places and ways, including the banking industry. But we're going to take a break here. It's Outside the Box.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
All loans subject to one debt score approval. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, outside the box, getting confused with advanced medicine today as we special guest just dropped in for a moment to discuss. I think his ears were burning. Ty, should we let Dr. Bitar on the show? What do you think?
Are you kidding? He called in?
Yeah,
no way.
He called in, yeah. You know he listens to you every week.
If you already put him on the line, I guess you can let him on.
Dr. Bitar, welcome, my friend.
I'm sorry. I think I dialed the wrong number. I was actually trying to call order a pizza.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering if it's payback. I don't know. Were you being nice to Ty on Monday? I think we did mention Ty. I just wasn't sure if you were being nice to him or if you were dissing on him. But you're here now, so anything can happen.
You know, it's so funny that this relationship that Ty and I have. I don't even know what the hell you called it. I think Ty called it. I think a doctor at the conference in Asheville. I'm drawing a blank. The doctor in Nashville.
Dr. King.
Dr. King's conference. I think Ty mentioned to somebody, we were standing, and somebody said, mentioned our relationship, and Ty said, yeah, we have a love-hate relationship, and I responded, no, we have a hate-hate relationship.
So no one believed it. They saw the affection, so you can't hide. But anyway, Dr. Bitar,
that's true, Ty. Yeah. You know what? The giveaway was us sitting in the back.
Yes.
When Dr. King came behind us and you and I were talking, it was all recorded. So they were asking question and answer session, and you and I were in a conversation in the back. We were on the stage, but in the, having our own conversation. You remember that?
Yes, and then Dr. King showed up and grabbed both of you by the scruff of your neck and adjusted you just to keep you in line.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Like a school teacher disciplining us.
Yes, that was hilarious. But but on a serious note, guys, Ty and I were just talking about the death of Dr. Bradstreet. Now, you knew him as well. He's done a lot within the autism community. And suspicion of foul play, because it's a very strange suicide claim to the chest. I know that it could happen, but it's rather unusual.
Yeah, I actually just got an email from a patient of mine who actually, her son had been treated with our protocol, completely reversed after a few years, and she was so dedicated. She went to nursing school after her son was fully recovered, became a nurse in a pediatrician's office in New York, and now that pediatrician, Dr. Gabriel, who Robert, you met at the Advanced Medicine show, is now got his whole practice transformed and following our protocol. And she sent me an email this morning asking if I'd heard and if this was true, and I, of course, had not heard anything about it. And this email that she sent was, I'll just read it real quick. It says, "Takes a lot to rattle me. I'm thrown for a loop today, Doc. I'll pray his son stays safe." She's talking about Dr. Bradstreet.
Yes.
"The work is maddening, that's for sure. Only the Creator can influence our decisions to be so dedicated. Mm. In admiration of you always, Elisa."
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that I thought it was probably one of those joke things or somebody, with a sick sense of humor. But apparently it's true, and it happened right here in North Carolina, of all places.
You know, we are all outspoken, and we do question authority. We question official stories. And, I think we've got to keep that God spirit in our hearts everywhere we go, because ultimately, there's no amount of body armor that can protect you if somebody wants to get you.
Well, I completely agree. And I think Ty and I have, talked about this in private too, and I know Robert, you and I have too at times, but you have to live boldly, and you have to have faith that whatever is meant to happen will happen. I cannot tell you how many times I have felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
Gunslinger, after all the Mexicans attack him, and the bullets in the wall leave a silhouette where the gunslinger was standing, and not a single bullet hit him, but everything else is covered with bullets. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, it's a divine level of protection. It's not we don't walk into alleys on purpose where danger rests, but at the same time, we don't shy away from these controversies because we feel it's an important part of the mission to help those that are desperately in need of this help.
Right. I think some people would probably accuse me, especially Ty, would probably accuse me of being stupid enough to walk into alleys. But the point is, we don't seek it out, but we also can't avoid it. Sometimes, I remember when Deb and I got married, we had our wedding ceremony in the Dominican. There were 56, 57 guests that came for the actual ceremony, and one of them, Dr. Trowbridge, John Trowbridge, who came through the AMSA training program. He was actually one of my mentors. And I sat on the American Board of Clinical Mental Toxicology on the board there, and he told me, he said, this is back in 2003. He said, "Rashid, you should really think about getting a bodyguard." And I said, "Bodyguard?" And he goes, "Yeah, what the things that you're doing now, you're going to be a marked person." And I told him, I laughed, and I was like, "Listen, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. But here's the thing. If somebody like you, Robert, let's say we're knocked off, or tie you with the followers that you have with the book, or somebody like me, we become even more dangerous when we're gone than when we're alive, because now we're martyrs."
Right. Hey, guys, we got to take a break. Dr. Bitar, thanks for swinging by on the Outside the Box.
Absolutely. All right. Ty, I'm surprised you didn't say anything.
Yeah, you didn't leave him any room.
You were waxing like Christmas the whole time. I didn't have anything else to add.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
"Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow."
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, that was an interesting hit and run by Dr. Batar there, Ty, but it's always good to hear from him, actually. You know, the passion, the mission that we share is something that gets us beyond any silly differences.
Yeah, it's good to hear from Dr. Bittar. It always is, actually. I always enjoy talking to him. And it's kind of fun, the banter. We kind of go back and forth with each other. And, you know, we act like we don't like each other, but actually pretty good friends.
Yeah, I think it was funny when we mentioned Dr. King coming in and separating you guys out during the finale. And I think that you guys have been separated out because Dr. Bittar is like the only guy. He's not coming back this year, although it's not the Healing Revolution seminar. We're all going to be, let's see, it's a reunion time. In fact, what we got? We got Dr. Michael Haley from Stocknell O1. We got our buddy Paul Bertero from Echo Water. We got, of course, Dr. King and a number of others that are going to be coming up for the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists, where you're already closer to there, but we'll be heading up tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So Dr. Bittar is the only one that's not coming. That's too bad. We should have got him up here.
Well, like you said, I think we had to separate you two because obviously the behavior when you get together just not conducive for people to hear and learn and do the things they need to do.
Just out of control.
Yeah, out of control. That's the way to say it. Absolutely. But I'm looking forward. We'll have some good Echo Water up there. We will be definitely having an extraordinary amount of healing fun. And you know, the thing is, Ty, when we're up there speaking, of course, we're speaking largely to a group of colon hydrotherapists, and you just wonder if they've heard all the colon hydrotherapy jokes that we can come up with anything new.
Yeah, is that the audience every day, or is there a general session open to the public? I'm not sure.
Well, you know, we've invited folks from the general public, so there may be some from the general public.
Okay.
But you know, primarily, of course, this is their annual convention here in the United States. They have international conferences as well. But I guess we're going to have to be sensitive to the fact that they might have heard it all, so we'll have to be very creative.
Oh, I think I can come up with a couple of good colon jokes.
Like I said, we're going to be challenged to see how they fall flat, or do they land where they're supposed to.
It'll be fun to see, won't it? You get it first, though. You're speaking Friday, and I'm speaking Saturday, so I got to make sure I don't repeat anything that you do on Friday.
Okay, well, I might have to have you write my jokes then.
You don't want me to write your jokes, believe me.
Oh my
gosh.
Believe me. All right. Well, we do go outside the box, and I guess it's outside the colon for the weekend seminar in Nashville.
Well, actually, Robert, as you always say, the colon actually is outside.
Yeah, technically, you're right. It's outside of your body.
Yeah.
It's inside, but it's outside at the same time. I know, we're confusing. Hey, there was an interesting thing somebody posted on the Facebook earlier today about, and this was not by colon hydrotherapists. They're much more integrity. But so they were going for a colonoscopy, this guy. And this guy, before he goes in, because they sedate him, put him under, he opened up the recording on his smartphone to hear what they were saying, because he thought, you know, I might get good insight and information. I don't want to lose that. And it turns out they were just razzing on this guy, all kinds of nasty stuff. And he took that recording and sued, and he got like $500,000 from this doctor and the nurses there that you just don't know. I think it's kind of maybe awkward, but you might want to have somebody in there when you're getting these the colonoscopies done.
You know, I'm not surprised. I've heard stories from other people of in the medical field of things that have been done to people while they're under, and you know, comments made and even physical violations, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely want to have somebody in there when you go under.
Yeah, we talk about the protection, like if you have a baby in a hospital, to make sure you have not just the mom and dad to be, but some other ally, some other supporter there that can keep an eye on things, because you know, you're under a lot of duress and stress, or if you're medicated and out of it, so to speak, to protect you, because it's not a place where you can necessarily say, well, I'm in a hospital, this is the safest place I can be. In fact, it can be the most dangerous.
Oh, it is the most dangerous. That's exactly the opposite. When people think they're safe in a hospital, it's the most dangerous. It's the place where you're going to get the most sickness and illness, be exposed to the most germs. Not the germs are bad, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a safe place.
Well, and the germs that are there are typically the resistant to all the antibiotic germs, the multi-drug strains. So they become more dangerous because in that environment or setting, they don't welcome the use of other botanicals or silver hydrosol to counteract these things safely and effectively. They're only looking to poison the body with more of their patented medicines. Here's a story out of Natural News, and you pointed this out to me. If doctors offered truthful vaccine consent forms, no sane mom would get her child vaccinated. Did you see this?
Yeah. I mean, it's true. It's in a similar vein of the vaccine release form that's been going around for years to, you know, get your doctor to sign this three- or four-page document that says, yeah, I'm fully responsible for any injury that can be caused and so forth before this vaccine. It's kind of in that same vein. This vaccine consent form says, as a licensed, it's for the parent to sign, but let's see.
Really for the benefit of the parent to see, you know, that the doctors would provide this kind of truthful information about vaccines, which obviously doesn't paint them in the most wonderful light.
Well, yeah, and it basically is going to tell the truth about vaccines. Your child may develop a disease despite being vaccinated for it. There's no guarantee that the vaccine will lessen the duration and so forth. It goes down a lot of truths about vaccines, whereas if a parent actually were able to see this, and if a pediatrician were actually able to share this information or actually did share this information and sign this document, I think you'd probably see the amount of vaccinations cut in half or in a third or in a quarter compared to what they are right now, because most moms wouldn't get vaccinated after seeing this.
Right. When the doctors say they're safe and effective, that's kind of a throwaway line that everybody uses in the medical field unless they have integrity. This waiver, if you will, or consent form would say something like vaccines contain known toxins. Any vaccine to which you give your consent can severely injure or brain damage your child, and I cannot guarantee your child will not be so injured. That's a truthful statement.
Yeah. Yeah, or later on down, you know, your child actually may die from the vaccine. There's no way to actually predict what the response will be.
Yeah.
You know, I think if mothers and fathers and parents actually knew the amount of uncertainty that is associated with vaccines and the amount of adverse events that are associated with vaccines, I really think that we would not have the amount of vaccine injuries going on, because they wouldn't allow their kid to be vaccinated once they knew these truths.
Yeah, and here's one of the big lines that people are stunned to find out. Neither the vaccine manufacturer nor my pediatric practice is liable in any way for any vaccine damage. And that's where people are lost. They can't conceive of that. What do you mean? If something happens to my child, I can't sue. Any other thing,
exactly.
I can sue for malpractice, but this I can't?
No. The vaccine manufacturers, they are pretty much immune from lawsuits now due to several different bills that have been passed all the way back. Well, they actually went all the way back to Reagan, believe it or not, the first one that I'm aware of, and then Clinton, and then Bush really turned it into high gear, and now Obama. They're all complicit.
Absolutely. And again, this goes beyond Republicans and Democrats, although we've been seeing lately the Republicans in California are the only unified group opposing SB 277. Now, is it because they're principled in this right or not? I don't know. But the reality is, at this point, we've talked about the controversy of Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam joining forces with us in our opposition to removing religious and philosophical exemption to vaccine. And I've said it this way. This is the Ron Paul school of getting along with people you may not agree with on a lot of things, but one very important thing you do agree with, and that is protecting children from these dangerous vaccines.
I'm happy to stand with anybody that's against the vaccines and against damaging children and killing children. I don't care what their beliefs are on other issues at this point. I'm happy the more people that stand up against it, the better chance we have of defeating this. And this is pure evil.
Yeah.
These vaccines are damaging and killing children. This is evil, and it needs to be stopped.
Yeah, and this is the thing. And at the very least, all we would ask for is truly informed consent. So a parent, like, you know, in this form that's proposed here on National News, in this link in the show notes, we've got it at robertscottbell.com, you have the ability to see a fuller picture. So you can say, I've assessed the risk genuinely, not the nonsense statement from a doctor who says, oh, they're safe and effective, and that you're likely to, you know, likely, maybe one in a million, which is absolutely not accurate. And, of course, all of the other chronic diseases, even if your child doesn't die, are very severe and will impact your future in a very, very significant way.
Yeah, and you know, another thing, Robert, I think it would help to educate parents is if they were informed of the different studies that have come out over about the last 5 years that have shown that the country, which is the United States, that vaccinates the most, has the highest infant death.
Yeah.
Children, parents are not told that. They're not told the fact that the countries like Norway and Sweden that have the fewest vaccines have the lowest rates of infant death, as opposed to the United States. You know, those kind of statistics would also be helpful and with informed consent as well.
Yep, and I know you may be able to bring some of these things up this weekend at the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists in your presentation. And I'm looking so forward to seeing you and being with you up there. And, boy, we got a lot of healing to do with a good group. They're very receptive to this information.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. So you're speaking Friday. I'm going to heckle you. You can heckle me on Saturday.
Excellent. We're going to have a great time. They won't know what happened, but we'll have a great time. Now, here's an interesting story, and this relates to things I've been saying for years. You've written about in Cancer Step Outside the Box. We may have referred to it in Unlock the Power to Heal. But scientists are now suspecting low-dose effects leading to a global epidemic of cancer. So, and now we're talking about what? The quote-unquote safe chemicals. Right, they're saying, wow, even low doses over time, which has been my point for years, that these chemicals are considered safe, that over time, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit of a lot of different ones will add up and create cancer.
Well, yeah, I think that they're saying here that research suggests that these chemicals could be responsible for as much as 20% of the cancers. These are chemicals that are thought to be safe. This is in addition to the chemicals that we know are carcinogenic. I mean, so when you add up these we're getting upwards of 90% could be caused by these chemicals and these toxins because, you know, what was the study that Dr. Jockers quoted in Quest for the Cures? I'm trying to think. I think they looked at the umbilical cord blood of infants and they found over 280 chemicals. And of those 280, 200 plus are known carcinogens. That's the known carcinogens. And now you've got the chemicals that are supposedly safe. They may be causing cancers too. I mean, is it any? I'm no longer surprised that we have children born with cancer. I'm surprised that we have children born without cancer.
Right, that there are any left, and of course there are the predictions like Dr. Stephanie Seneff from MIT talking about 50% of all kids with autism, and she adds into the mix not only the vaccines but the glyphosate. Again, these are known now or suspected to be, or the WHO even acknowledges may cause cancer, and those are really overt and obvious. But here, this study suggests the subtle ones that are not as obvious over time will also create these cancers, which is why we say clean up everything you have control over. We recognize that things in the air, we don't know what we're breathing, we can't control for that, but every bit that you take control of will reduce your, let's say, risk, because it will strengthen your body's resolve in addressing the other ones that may not be as devastating, but adding all of them together, they are.
Yeah, you look at the detrimental synergistic effect of all of these chemicals. And, you know, chemicals really don't have any place in our body.
No, not even the ones that are synthetics. Yeah. Stand by. We have to take a break here. It always goes so quickly when we're together, Ty. Stick around. We've got one more segment wrapping up Outside the Box together with Ty Bollinger and RSV right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normally we rock the health world, but today, of course, former rocker and uplifting musician David Young. DavidYoungMusic.com is with us, and he's soothing us with the music and uplifting. And I love it, and I appreciate you, David, so much for what you're doing. And of course, for giving away this whole album for free for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners and their friends, Sounds of the Higher Consciousness. We have it linked up in the show notes, as well as you can go directly to DavidYoungMusic.com. David, this is, again, transformative, and of course your life's work is that.
Yeah, one of the songs on the album is a song that I actually did as a personalized musical affirmation for someone. After therapists started hearing about this, because my 6 musical affirmation CDs were approved by the American Psychological Association, and I did perform at their national convention in Hawaii 1.5 years ago. Different therapists started to bring me in to do these therapeutic musical affirmations for their clients. And so they would, actually I would do 10 clients in a day where I would have a 20-minute session with them. The client would tell me what part of their life was not the way they wished it was, or a stumbling block. I would turn that negative prior experience into a positive affirmation, I would channel a message for them, and I would write that message into a song that would help heal their negative thought form or their negative habit. I would sing that song into their cell phone, and I would do 10 of these clients a day because they were booked on half-hour sessions. And so one of the songs that's in the free download of Sounds from the Higher Consciousness is a song called My Love and My Light Go Out to the World and Come Back a Thousandfold. A woman had a yoga studio. She was looking to expand her clientele, and you know, she had certain limitations that she had that were holding her back, and so this is what I was given. And you can hear the song, you know, on the album, and that's how I do this process. And I've done probably 100 of these things for people already, and it's a real great way to make a change, because that once that song is in your head, that is like your rock.
Well, and like I said, if you're drawn to music, like most people are, the recognition of its power is that it can bypass the censor. You know, so many of us have these old tapes. Well, not that anybody used tapes anymore back in the day when you started. It was all tapes. Then we transitioned to CDs. But these old tapes really are very powerful in blocking some of these things. But the music just goes right through. It washes over it, and it kind of bypasses that censor.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why my soul activation events are so popular, is because I play the flute for like a half hour in meditation, and people just completely tune into this higher vibration that comes through the flutes and have incredible experiences, takes it beyond their limitations, and, you know, a lot of people have said they've had the most spiritual experience of their entire life at these soul activation workshops. And you can read up on these on my website at davidyoungmusic.com if you like. And you can also, if you're interested in having a personal musical affirmation, you can also find out about that on my website also.
Excellent. Now, you travel around the country and have for many years, David, and I guess the music does keep you going because it's not an easy life to live. I just love the fact that you're getting this out there in a more efficient way to people all over the world. Do you have any events coming up that listeners to my show might be able to plug into?
Well, the events are all over the place. If you go onto my website, the easiest way is like on the right side, right under the download. That's where the event calendar is.
Okay.
You know, and so I have events in New Jersey right by the ocean, and then on a week from Friday, and then on Saturday I have one in Huntington, Long Island. I was in Connecticut last week, Boston the week before, Norfolk, Virginia at the Afterlife Conference. That was wonderful.
So basically check davidyoungmusic.com out. We have it linked up and find out where David will be. Go meet him. Great guy. You're just going to enjoy what he's capable of doing. He even once visited my kids' classroom and taught them how to play the flute, and he plays two at once. It's just great, wonderful stuff. And we're almost out of time, but David, I want to thank you because this is the first place you're stopping by to actually officially release this album free to the public, and I'm grateful for my listeners as well that they're the first to get a hold of it.
Yeah, this is my first interview about the free download, and you know, we've been friends for so long, and I just think it's a great way that I could launch this.
All right. Well, enjoy the transformation of consciousness coming through the music of David Young, davidyoungmusic.com. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. And his music definitely confirms what I'm here to remind you of each and every day, or at least 6 days a week, and that is that the power...
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.